Well, it's the big show. Yeah, there's a big bad show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com to check out the show listings that they've got to offer. We've got six to offer this week as candidates for Biggest Show Coming to Town. Let's run through the list, and then at the end of the segment, the crew will vote on which we think is the absolute biggest. And we do this for you every week so that you don't miss any big entertainment acts rolling through the Metroplex. Candidate number one, near and dear to my heart. Tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the great Alice Cooper.
You probably couldn't name four songs by Alice Cooper. You're just saying that because you bumped into him at a Detroit airport.
They don't talk music when they're together. They just talk, right. You know.
You don't talk about much of anything.
In fact, we've never talked music when we're together.
Yeah. He doesn't beat Craig down about sports when they're together.
But I know lots of his songs. Reflected, I'm 18, Under My Wheels.
Why are you staring at your computer right
school's
now?
School's out.
Aren't you looking at me when you're talking to me?
Hello, Hooray, No More Mr. Nice Guy. I know them all. Yeah, for those who never heard the story.
Please don't.
You're doing it again.
Please.
I ran into Alice Cooper once at the Detroit airport. I mean, I really ran into him. I was at a newsstand looking at a magazine. I put it down. I turned around to leave, and boom, I run into someone. I take a step back, and I said, wow, Alice Cooper. And he said, how's it going? And then we passed each other. And since then,
there's so little to that story.
There's really no middle part.
Not worth
sharing.
There's
barely a beginning and an ending to that story.
And since
then,
in
this case, we hope there's no end.
Since then, he and I have kind of kept in touch.
How? Oh, really?
Well, like I see his
Wikipedia page
schedule or his Wikipedia page every once in a while. So I'm kind of keeping in touch with him.
Okay.
Would you guys have any interest in going to this show?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry, did you want me to wait to answer? I don't know. I may have jumped ahead of George's no. Go ahead, George.
No.
Okay, no.
Did he scare you when
yes,
we were
as
younger?
Yes, as a kid, he scared me. And then I don't know. Some of the songs are okay.
But it was all stick, wasn't it?
Some of it, yeah.
I guess some was, yeah, but...
He's got face melt, that's for sure, and... He looks like somebody, and I cannot figure. We talked about it just the other day, and I cannot figure out who it is.
Real name, Vincent Damon Fernier, or Fernier, but many, many years ago, changed it to Alice Cooper. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Strange choice, Alice, for a guy?
You know, it's strange, but it always was attention-getting.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it was genius from a PR standpoint, because it's like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. But it stands out to you.
Yeah.
What any other Alice, famous
Alice? Have you ever dated an
guys?
Alice?
No.
You ever dated an Alice?
No.
I had a school-age crush on a girl named Alice. First girl I put my arm around.
Really?
Thank you very much, yes.
Boy, that's a big moment, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how big a moment that was.
Yeah.
I was more scared in contemplation of putting my arm around her than I think I would be in front of a firing squad.
What grade?
This was probably about fourth grade, I would say.
Fourth grade?
Yeah, fourth or
Man,
fifth grade.
I never would have had the nerve to do that in fourth grade.
Yeah, I barely did. I can describe it in minute detail, exactly where we were, the trajectory of our walking, what I was wearing. What she was wearing.
What are you doing messing around with girls in fourth grade?
Okay, let me clarify in case someone just joined us.
I mean, well, you were a fourth grader, too.
George mentioning a historical point here.
And not only that, you weren't exactly messing around with her.
Put his arm around her.
That's right. Really not messing around.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't, but... Think about it, fourth grade.
Oh,
I didn't even want to make the attempt to do something like that.
That's when you discover girls, right?
Yeah, that's around fourth
grade. Yeah, but you don't do anything about it.
Yeah,
you don't do anything about
write
it.
Write them notes, hold their hand.
I was trying to be the change that I wanted.
The first crush I remember having was in third grade. So, yeah, that's about the time. First, second grade,
you
got no time for him. But third grade...
But you
didn't
do a darn thing about it, did you?
No.
Right,
way.
That's my point.
My first crush was in kindergarten on my teacher.
Man, you got started early.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've always been so girl crazy. And it's made me crazy. I wish I could turn that off.
That's
my
it.
Life would have been so much more uncomplicated.
You and every other male.
I know it.
You know what I did in third grade when I had my first crush on this girl, and her name was Kim.
Generic can't be traced down.
Outside of our third grade room, we had the coat hangers, and I hung my coat next to hers, which the guys always hung on one side, the girls on the other.
Right.
But I hung mine next to hers, and when we came out of class an hour later for recess, someone had taken the arm of my coat and hung it around her coat to make it look like I'm putting my arm
what
around
her. What is that guy doing?
I was horrified. Because it was obvious.
With no W in front of that.
Right. Obvious to everybody what I was doing.
Right.
And then they made it even more obvious.
Oh. Dang. And just think about how putting your coat next to her felt like the most nervous act ever.
Yes.
Like your life, you may be blowing up your entire life right now,
yeah.
But you're going to take this little risk.
And you go the rest of your day knowing you've done this.
Oh, my goodness.
But knowing you had done it, it almost felt like you were married. Or
that,
like
that's
you
a
were
weird
boyfriend,
note
girlfriend
there.
Or something. We hang our coats together.
But why are we so scared of girls? I don't understand why. They're just kids just like you.
Look what we found out about them. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean, what do we found out about them?
They become women's.
Okay,
there's
you're over-pluralizing that, first of all. And but why would you be scared of women? Are you now scared of women?
No, of course not. It was a joke.
But then on into high school, everything, you're just so paranoid because it is the ultimate rejection of you.
That's what it is.
If a guy says, I don't want to be friends with you anymore, it doesn't affect you near like a girl you don't even really know says that she doesn't want to go out with you. Why is that so deep to our core? Why is that the wormhole to our innermost self?
I don't know, and it's the embarrassment that goes along with it if you get rejected. You just feel really ashamed or embarrassed, and you feel like the girl and her friends are laughing at you, and you just feel so small.
Yeah.
But
that's why,
in a way that you
that's
don't...
why you don't try that maneuver in fourth grade. You're just not ready for that
it's
yet.
It's pretty successful for me.
Really?
Yeah. And Alice was a real sweet girl, and then I dated an Alice son in high school who was a freak.
Well, at least she started hanging out with high school
stuff.
Girls.
But anyway, I haven't talked to Allison Chains in a long time.
All right. So go see Alice Cooper tonight at the Verizon and mention that you know the Junes.
Support it all.
I love wasting everyone's time.
Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday at the American Airlines Center. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Oh, don't play this one.
Okay, Jer. All right, Jer, you're wronging him here.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, didn't he invent wine coolers or something?
Seagram's?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, you're
really
right.
Close.
That is
really a tremendous stretch on your part.
Last time he came through town, a friend of mine went and said it was amazing.
I've heard he does
great
show.
Best concerts he's ever been to.
So is he related to Pete Seeger? Do you know?
Who is Pete Seeger?
He was a American folk singer.
Hmm.
Oh. No, I don't think
not
so.
That I know.
Okay. I know you're talking
right.
about. No.
Is that a question?
Well, yes, it was.
It's a general
by
question.
The way, Pete Seeger died early last year, about 1 year ago, exactly, at 94.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
He was in the Grammys in memoriam, right?
Did he really? He made the Grammy list?
I think he did.
What did he sing? This Land Is Our Land or something?
Oh, man.
Yeah, one of those.
Wasn't he the one that took issue with Bob Dylan for going electric back in the day?
Yeah, and he sang If I Had a Hammer.
But no, he's not really.
Yes.
This is Bob Seger we're talking about, who, by the way, I think has an awesome voice.
Yep.
And some great songs. I think this song's incredible.
Always love this song.
What is this, Working on Night Moves?
Mm-hmm.
Night Moves, yeah. Where it is? American Airlines?
Yep. He does have a good voice. I made you listen to him a little bit more. I was just so ruined by that Risky Business song.
Yeah, and that's a good song, but somehow the overplaying of it kind of ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on the Moon. Great song. Against the Wind. Great song. You'll Accompany Me. Great song. It's a lot of really good stuff. All right, it's Candidate 2. Candidate 3, big show coming to town this week. Friday at the Windstar up in Thackerville. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
That's your guy.
This is the one that Junior is obsessed with.
Yeah, and it's not this song. I don't know if you can find... this song. This is one of my favorite all-time songs that automatically puts you in a good mood.
Why don't you go see him?
Thinking about it.
Didn't the guy who sings this die? Was he the drummer that sang it?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh.
He's teaching music at a high school in California.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Gordon.
The drummer?
Yep. The guy who did these vocals, who I think has got an incredible voice.
Frankie Valli, though, dead?
No, he's still alive.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, it's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons appearing on
stage.
Yeah, but I just assume they got a new Frankie Valli.
No, this is Frankie Valli's part.
He's got a cool voice. Don't make fun of his voice.
Yeah, he does. Jerry Pulci is the drummer who sang most of this song.
Good bass line, I guess.
Sounds great. Just drive up there and hear this song, and then go back.
Yeah.
So how can you like this song, Giorgio, but you don't like Dancing Queen, which is basically the same feel to it of happiness?
Point. I guess it's because this song's like 50 times better, maybe? Yeah, that's it.
I hate talking to you.
All right, Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town.
You're my worst friend.
Friday night at Trees, Sarah Jaffe.
The great Sarah Jaffe.
Got the good Sarah Jaffe.
I saw her about a year ago when she rolled through here at the Granada, and she was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I've seen her at the Greatness of Dan Silverleaf before. Awesome show.
Yes, I've...
Yes?
I've always loved her. She won't go out with me, though. Why's that? Because look at me.
She doesn't like homeless chic.
Got a little
look that Gordo throws down.
Got a little Sarah McLachlan to her.
Yeah. She's talented, too. She can play a lot of different instruments. She's a good.
Did she play the flute?
I don't know.
Is there a little Sinead O'Connor to her?
Yeah, maybe.
Sounds like someone.
Sounds like Sarah Jaffe.
Yes, absolutely.
We got to get her in studio.
Hardline has her in studio all the time. They love her.
Whoops.
Yeah, she's big friends of their show, so support her.
See, that's our problem. I would love to be friends with local musicians, like the show be friends with local musicians.
Not possible.
They're not up until the Hardline starts.
Right.
Sure, we've had a lot of musicians on this show.
Who? We had the O's
Texas
up
friends.
Here once. And
we've had Randy Rogers. We've had Wayne Bowen. We've had a ton of them.
Yeah, but those guys are like, they're professional-level musicians in the sense that they actually have to go around to different cities and do radio interviews.
Yeah.
I'm talking about musicians who live here.
Pat Green.
Will not wake up and get over here.
The Fix.
We've had The Fix.
They do not live here.
We've had The Outfield. They live in Farmers Branch.
The Outfield lives in Farmers Branch. This is breaking news.
Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday night at Verizon, the comedic stylings of Wayne Brady.
Welcome to Celebrity Deathmatch, Match. In this corner, weighing 80 pounds, the Prince of Pop, Alabaster of Skin, carrying one monkey named Bubbles, Michael Jackson! In this corner, the reigning godfather of soul, please, baby, baby, please, James Brown!
He is also...
James, I'm going to take your head. I'm going to take your head. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to hit you, James. I'm hitting head.
Is that Michael Jackson or James Brown?
You feel bad.
I think that was Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think that was James.
No, this is James.
Because I'm going to get you.
First one was Michael, right? Talking about taking James Panda.
Oh, okay.
And then that one was James. Oh, the second one was James.
Same voice.
All right, and finally, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week. This would be on Monday night, next Monday at the American Airlines Center, Maroon 5.
I think they're pretty good.
I think they're Maroon 6 now. Didn't they add Billy Preston?
No. Ryan's asked me if I wanted to go to this with him.
He's not really going, is he?
I think he might. Yeah.
Are you going to go?
This just sounds like...
Next Monday?
An updated version of Hathaway.
I doubt it, but I'm thinking about it. How about that? No, I can't next Monday.
Did you like Moves Like Jagger?
Yes. It's a great song.
I kind of like that
song,
too.
Okay, that song's okay. Yeah. This one. Do you have Moves Like Jagger?
Yeah, I don't know about this song either.
Although that part kind of...
Yeah.
All right, we got a vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, tonight at Verizon, my dear friend Alice Cooper? Candidate two, Thursday at the AAC, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Candidate three, Friday at the Windstar, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Candidate four, Friday at Trees, Sarah Jaffe. Candidate five, Sunday at the Verizon, Wayne Brady. Or candidate six, Monday at the AAC, Maroon 5, George.
Maroon 5.
Gordo.
Max girlfriend, Sarah Jaffe.
Sean.
Support for Sarah Jaffe, a reluctant vote for Maroon 5.
All right. Jer.
Maroon 5.
Fernando.
Maroon 5.
Yes, respect to Alice Cooper, but Maroon 5. Five votes to one. Next Monday, AAC, biggest show coming to town.
Can I vote for Tom Waits?
No.
Whenever he comes in town?
Stupid.
Shut up.
What's next in the...